Please take your copy of God's Word this afternoon and turn to Mark chapter 2 as we continue in our study of this, what is the shortest gospel. We're going to read verses 18 through 22 this afternoon. Mark chapter 2, beginning with verse 18. Reading through verse 22. This is God's word. Let's give attention to it in your hearing this afternoon. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. And people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed. And so are the skins, but new wine is for fresh wineskins." This is God's word. May he bless it in your hearing even this afternoon. Let's pray together. Our Father, now as we bow before your word today, we acknowledge to you that it is that which sits in judgment over us, that you have given it to us that we might know how to live, we might know what to think of you, what to believe about you, and what you demand of us. And so we would ask that you would give us your spirit, that we would understand these things, these matters that often face us, your word speaks to. And so help us, be merciful to us, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen. Every one of us in this room, I suspect, within the confines of your own home, have rules. You may have them written down on some board somewhere, or you may have them just articulated in the moment as they show up, but I suspect in every house here represented, especially with those with children, there are rules, there are guidelines, there are regulations, there are stipulations that are established by which the family unit in the home runs smoothly. We all need rules. We have them. When I was working in the retail industry, we had rules. Some of them I thought were rather silly, but be that as it may, they were things like don't chew gum in the aisle, be on time, not so silly. Don't yell at the boss. I definitely didn't appreciate when that happened. But all of these things were designed to keep